Well, everybody who knows me who will hear this will say, yeah, that's Anita. But I was born Anita Maria Martinez. But it has always been this name that didn't project exactly who I was. And so once I was in Kansas City, I was asked by the largest actual Muslim community there in Kansas City to come and help them to create cultural programming for their cultural center. And so I started going to the mosque. And of course, I started having relationships with the women, wanting to kind of find out more about what it is that would interest them on the cultural side. And I took a couple of them once to apply for welfare, and I didn't get it. Somewhere in my readings, I found out that for every dollar, every dime, every penny that a woman spends on their own self-care, that their husband is to give them 10 times back. So I go to the mosque on the Sunday, which was public day, and I raised my hand to ask the question because it was a, you know, Sundays is a learning session for the public. And I asked the question, why is it that I'm taking your women to the welfare office? Should not the community make sure that she is taken care of and she has her needs? The imam at that time asked that I come to his house to talk about this. And he revealed to me that there were pretty much a lot of males not happy with my conversation that day. But he did tell them that there was nothing wrong with it and that I was speaking truth. So he asked me that day to give me my name. And it was Wakila Talia Muwazil. And Wakila means protector of women, their rights, and their goods. So as I've traveled throughout Africa and throughout Southeast Asia with Wakila, everybody has a different story. Traditionally, the Wakila was left to manage the entire village, to make sure that there was equal service. Everyone had what they needed when the men went off to war, or if they were out hunting, the Wakila held everything within her particular domain and was given out to everybody, and their needs were taken care of. Today, that is called the Queen Mother. In Islam, when you're given a name, that name is actually an affirmation of one of the characters of the Creator, that the Creator takes care of women, the Creator takes care of children, and makes sure that their rights and that they are protected. And so it's amazing that this name has been really who I am in the world. It's amazing how I was given that name just by standing up and asking a question. And I've realized that all of my life, my research and everything has always been about women, women's positioning, and where we really stand in the universe of things.